Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Big here, your host today, and we've got a great show. We have Mr. Val Smith coming on all the way from Canada. He's our first Canadian calling from Canada coming onto the show. He's a multimillionaire and a millionaire trainer. He's also going to be sharing the call with a Mr. Lou Riley, who asks a question every now and then. But what they're going to talk about is basic tools that can transfer your ideas into big thinking, million-dollar ones. Are you guys there?
We are, Big. Nice to be on your call tonight. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Great to be here.
One of the things that we like to do before we even really get started is, how can people reach you guys? Lou, because you were the one to help us get this multimillionaire on here, why don't you give your contact information, and then we're going to follow with Val. How can people reach you?
Okay, sure. The easiest way to reach me is by email. You can reach me at louis.riley@yahoo.com. Louis, L-O-U-I-S, the way the French king spelled is, Louis, L-O-U-I-S dot Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, @yahoo.com. That's the quickest way to reach me. I can also be reached by phone at area code 615-713-1200.
Okay, Mr. Val Smith, how can our listeners reach you to find out about your programs and ideas also?
Well, Big, I'll give you two mediums. Number one, I'll give you a phone number, 614-748-9547, 614-748-9547. Email, you can reach me at P as in Peter, C as in Christopher, N as in Nancy, @live.ca, PCN@live.ca.
Live.ca, for all of you out there listening and new to those things. Okay, well, the first thing that we want to start is, Mr. Smith, why don't you start off by telling our listeners, you know, a little bit about yourself, you know, where you grew up, some of the, you know, things that you remember growing up, and, you know, we'll take it from there.
Sure, absolutely. I appreciate the question. You know, many people ask me that question because of the great success we've had on the Internet, and, you know, I grew up in Toronto, Canada, and as a young boy, I came from a very dysfunctional family, if I may just say that. My dad was an abusive alcoholic. My mom left when I was 8 years old. So it was a struggle being a child. I think, you know, us as kids, we had a lot of trials by fire to go through. And, you know, when you're struggling in life, it's not easy. And I remember my dad used to encourage us kids every day and tell us we weren't going to make much of anything out of our lives. But, you know, sometimes some of us beat the odds. You have an alternative. Sometimes you can commit suicide, or you can have nervous breakdowns, or retaliate and go into drugs and alcohol. But I had a dream. I was the type of kid that used to sit in the classroom, and I used to look outside the window. Teacher used to ask me a question, and I didn't know the answer because I wasn't paying attention. I was always looking out the window. I had big dreams. I had big visions for my life, even though things weren't good at home. And then lo and behold, when I was 15 years old, my mom came back into my life. And, you know, my mom shared a great story with me, many great stories with me. And when she left when I was 8 years old, she left with nothing. She didn't take any furniture. She didn't take anything. But the interesting thing I found out later about my mom, who was kind of a hero in my life, she was still paying the mortgage on the house, even though she didn't live with us, which was pretty amazing. And, you know, Big, my mom said this to me. She said, son, she said, you need to live your dreams. She said, I work in a cigarette factory. She said, I work for an hourly wage. She said, for the rest of my life, I will be a wage slave. And she said, if I could go back and do my life all over again, it would be totally different. And so, you know, Big, in a way, my mom kind of was my hero. She brainwashed me. And I don't mind using the words brainwashing on tonight's call. She brainwashed me. She basically told me, while I was 15 and still young and susceptible to her influence, she told me that if I were to become an employee, I would fall into a very evil trap. And so from the time I was 15 years old, my friend, I've been totally psychologically unemployable, which means I wouldn't survive in the 30 to 40-year, you know, rat race. It's just not my thing. Some people love the 30, 40-year rat race, or, you know, they're in their comfort zone in that. for me, honestly, I wouldn't survive. I wouldn't last 3 weeks in a job. I would be fired. I don't have the mentality to basically conform to that norm. So as a young boy, you know, my mom started bringing me to seminars. We used to go to Holiday Inn hotels together. She would bring me to business seminars and then eventually multi-level marketing meetings. And I really love the part where you see the great-looking girl, the great-looking guy standing at the front of the room wearing the $2,000-$3,000 power suit, and they're telling you how wonderful life is for them. And so anyhow, at age 15, that was my first venture into multi-level marketing with my mom. And then there was many years of sacrifice. There was many years of failure, many years of lost money, many years of buying books and motivational tapes and realizing, you know, setting goals. And then I discovered later in life, goal setting and motivational books don't help. They're nice. Don't take me wrong. I mean, they're nice if you want entertainment. But when I stopped setting goals for myself, I started to become successful. But, so basically I graduated from nitwit marketer to network marketer to corporate executive. And now I own my own company, and I have over 2.3 million students around the world, and that's pretty exciting. So life's good, and I really contribute a lot of that to my mother, and I just want to put a plug in for a great text that I got access to. It's free on the Internet if any of your listeners want it. In 1990, 91, when I was down and out in life and down and out about myself, this great text fell into my lap. It's called The Master Key System for your listeners. You can get it free on the Internet. It's a downloadable ebook. It was written in 1909 by a gentleman by the name of Charles Hunnell, published in 1912. Approximately 270,000 copies got out there in the world. Then the information was kind of banned. They wouldn't teach this information in high school, college, and university. But anyhow, I got access to it in 1991. It helped me go through my healing process, my psychological, my spiritual healing process, and it helped me to understand how the rich are always rich and the poor will always be poor. And I utilized a lot of, sorry, go ahead.
Real quick here. The name of that slowly was The Master, and I'm a pretty fast writer, and I couldn't even get it. So what
I'm
was
sorry.
The name of that?
It was The Master Key System. The Master Key System.
Okay.
And the author's name is Charles, and his last name is Hunnell, H-A-A-N-E-L. This book is a license to print money. Actually, it's not an intellectual read. It's basically a 24-part self-study course designed in an e-book fashion. Charles died in 1948. He left us an incredible gift. And as a matter of fact, there was a lady out of Australia that got access to the Master Key System back in about, well, probably in the early 2000s. But in 2006, she developed an incredible DVD, that you're familiar with, called The Secret. The secret came from the Master Key System. Although some people think it was the science of getting rich, the Master Key System was really the scripting and the story behind The Secret. But if any of you like The Secret out there, get the Master Key System. It totally blows it out of the water. Every successful person, anyone that plans to be successful in the near future, should have access to the Master Key System. It's the most powerful psychological course ever written outside of your spiritual belief book, such as the Bible or whatever religion people may be a part of. The Master Key System is the best worldly psychological book, so I recommend it for everyone, and it's free.
Well, you know what, and before we go any further, what I'm talking about is that one of the key words that you said, which a lot of people who are on the path to becoming big, and whether it's in their finances or the types of deeds they do, is that you have to not only get all of those different books and read, more so than that, take action, but sacrifice. A lot of people think they can just do it and stay in their comfort zone without sacrificing, but you have to go through certain things in order to the level that some of our big thinkers are at. So I just want people to be clear and aware of that and how your story starts. It was that the very right off the top, you came from what you would like to say was a dysfunctional family. You gave examples. So that's saying that if someone like you can come through these and be against all those odds and make it, then there's hope for all of our big thinking listeners out there. Now, I'm going to let you take it away again. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn.
So you want me to continue about it?
Oh, yeah, continue all the way.
Okay, so anyhow, the Master Key system was definitely a major turning point in allowing me to break away from my psychological fears and psychological obstacles that were holding me back. And for the last 15, 16 years, I've been teaching the Master Key system to many of my students. And those that have taken the information very seriously within my courses, within my training, every single one of them are millionaires today. They're seven-figure earners. And some other people, I just have to be honest with you, some people just don't get it. You really have to sacrifice, like you said, Big. Sacrifice is a very powerful word, and it's definitely a component that has to take place in life. I mean, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch in life. You might get a free lunch today, but I promise you, you'll be paying for another one sooner than later. So it always come back and it'll always come back and get us. So the Master Key system was instrumental in leveraging me through my business aspect and you know the level of success that I'm at today. And you know, I work from home right now with my beautiful wife, and I get to stay at home with my beautiful children. And the good news is although I have a 19-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 20-month-old, and a 9-month-old, my kids are millionaires today, and that's something that I made sure of. I made sure that the kids were very well taken care of financially, and the only way I could do that, my friend, was breaking away from all the psychological fears and barriers that were holding me back and not giving up on the dream, you know, keeping that dream alive. And one of the things you might have heard me said a little while ago, I talked about goal setting. I just want to share this with your listeners because a lot of people are shocked when I say goal setting is a terrible thing to be teaching people. You know how everyone sets goals. Well, the reason why I say goal setting is probably not the most professional thing to teach people. And as you really study the word goal setting, and if you understand the conscious and the subconscious mind, as long as the subconscious mind knows that the words we use, the vocabulary we use is not serious, such as goal setting. For example, goal setting is negotiable, right? Like if you take a look at the goal setting, it wasn't my goal to be on this call tonight. I was going to be coming to this call tonight no matter what because I had faith and belief that I was going to be here. And if you take a look at any of the great religious books out there, the Torah, the Quran, I come from a Christian background, so the Bible, Jesus never taught goal setting. Jesus either taught you believe or you don't. And as a Christian, it's not my goal to believe in Jesus Christ or believe in God as a creator. It's just the way it is. I choose to believe. So goal setting is a man-made word. It's a man-made system for wishful, insecure thinkers, and it gives us an easy way out. Many people don't attain their goals, and goal setting can be dangerous because if you're not attaining your goal, what does it mean? It means we failed, which can create depression, rejection. You just never know how it's going to work. So I like Jesus' way. Believe.
Wow.
Or not.
Now, that's some big thinking right there, and that's a way to look at it because a lot of us, we do set out for goals, and they are negotiable. Some people it works for, but when you look at the whole bigger picture, you know, what you're saying, you know, it definitely makes sense. Now, from your story, telling us a little bit about yourself, I can already hear, you know, your passion, but why don't you explain to our listeners what your actual passion is?
You know, that's a really good question. The only thing I'm good at, I guess, is giving. You know, one of the things I do in life is I teach, and I don't do it for a living. I do it for a loving. Everything I do comes out of a loving. And being on tonight's show, I'm doing this because I love people and I want to be here with people. And you know, Big, I came from a very interesting background, and I'm not here to create a pity party in any which way, shape, or form. But you know what? I know what it's like to come from not a whole lot to having a whole lot now. My wife and I, we own 18 homes. We have a pretty good lifestyle. We drive, you know, almost $1 million in automobiles. And I'm not saying that to be boastful or arrogant. I'm saying it because I really believe that people need to choose what's right and eliminate what's wrong. And what's wrong is fear. All right? We need to eliminate fear. And most people live their lives in what I call poverty consciousness. And people are justifying why they always need to live in poverty, why they can't do this, why they can't afford that, why they can't have that, why they can't go here, why they can't go there. It's really sad, and it breaks my heart that people are being sold on the things that we can't have When the good book says, ask and ye shall receive, it didn't say ask and we'll think about it, ask and we'll negotiate on it. People need to start having the faith. And like you said, I love the word you brought up tonight, sacrifice. You have to give something. There's a price to pay. No pain, no gain. Life is not perfect. Life is not about lotteries. Life is about work. You have to put something into it. You got to give in order to receive. That's what the good book says. So, you know, the bottom line is I live that way through my life. I live that way through my students. I live that way through my work. And, you know, just the other day somebody asked me the question, Big. They said, Val, in your 44 years of being on this planet, what is the greatest lesson you learned in life in your 44 years? And I thought about it for half of a second, and I said this. I said, you know what, my friend? If I were to die and graduate and go back home tomorrow, I couldn't take the Ferrari, I couldn't take the 18 houses, I couldn't take the bank accounts, couldn't take the retirement properties, couldn't take my children or my wife. The only thing I could take with me if I were to graduate and when I do graduate are all the things I gave away. And Big, that's my passion, giving.
That's, you know, that's it. I'm sitting here, it's just, I love interviewing, you know, certain big thinkers because what they bring to the table, you know, it's all hovering around the same basic format. It's doing what you love, and then and if your passion, if you're doing what you love, that's your passion, it's always around helping other people and showing other people that they can have, you know, a lot more. And it's the what you brought up with words. You know, your words will affect what's going on with you. Is, you know, you need to choose the right words. I'm going to definitely go to this Master Key system and download this book because I'm an avid reader. And I read, you know, it doesn't matter what religion. If it's something good, I'm going to read it because I want to get this type of thinking down pat. You know, I know I'm pretty much there now and it's starting to happen in my finances, but there's that master key. Maybe that's going to be the master key that I need to unlock everything else. I just don't, this interview is just kind of coming out to be kind of funny here, but I can't, you're really answering all of the questions before I can even get to them. You know, do you have plans to expand? Where are you at now? What country?
Well, my good friend, you know, I believe in free enterprise, and I believe that every border on the planet is a man-made imaginary border. Wouldn't it be beautiful if we didn't have any borders or any segregation in the world? It's just, I guess the government hired some great artist out there to take a pen and a paper and say, okay, well, I want you to put a line through here and a line through there. So basically, I'm a global worldwide teacher. I'm a worldwide marketer. I'm a worldwide educator. I don't segregate. I don't eliminate. I love people, and anyone that wants to learn my Dead Sea Scrolls to network marketing or want to learn the truth behind the multimillionaire money earners on the Internet, I teach that course. I teach you things they don't teach on the Internet. So I'm kind of a freak of nature, I guess, because I do everything opposite to what other educators do. I mean, no offense, but I basically shoot down most of everything that's being taught on the Internet because I think most of what's being taught on the Internet personally and in the world that I live in basically sets people up for failure, and I'm not into that. My passion is to basically educate people on what I perceive to be the truth, and I'm definitely a worldwide global teacher with a worldwide opportunity for those that are serious and they're really sick and tired of poverty consciousness or they don't want to live their life through excuses. Anyone out there like that? We'd love to hear from them because, you know, anyone that takes what we do seriously right now, money's not an issue in their life.
Now, how can people get in touch with you? Let's make sure that they know that. We're 25 minutes into the call, actually 15 minutes. How can people reach you?
Honestly, they can reach me through that 614-748-9547 number, the PCN at live.ca, and then, you know, I've got my marketing partner here on the line, Lou, who's been so kind enough sitting in silence here listening to me kind of rant and rave here. But, you know, Lou Riley is another great vehicle. He's a vessel on this line right now, and he's my marketing partner. And Lou and I work hand in hand each and every day on our project. And Lou Riley's a great asset to the team, and I'd recommend people get a hold of Lou as well.
Wow,
it
that's
certainly is a good.
Yeah, carry on, Lou. I'm listening.
Oh, I just got throwing my added my information just once again. Lewis.Riley, LouisRiley, Lewis.Riley@yahoo.com. You can reach me directly by phone. That's area code 615-713-1200. I'm also on MySpace and a couple of other social networking sites. Go to YouTube, type in Lou Riley. You'll find some of my videos there as well. I'm not hard to find. Or type in Lou Riley in Google. I'm not hard to find.
All right, everybody. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Tonight's guest, Lou Riley and Val Smith from Canada, are just lighting up our airwaves with things that are proven, things that are actually going against the grain. But there's a little saying that the road to wealth is not well traveled, and these gentlemen are surely letting you know that that is much truth in that statement. What would you say was a challenge when you first started thinking big and you knew what you wanted? What was a challenge that you may have faced? Just tell us something that everybody can relate to that you go through.
I got a great story for you. You got 5 minutes?
We've got 23 minutes.
Okay, great. You can give me 5, maybe 6, maybe 7, maybe a few more. But I just want to share this with you because, when you've made millions of dollars in this industry, sometimes people are intimidated by that, or, they put you on a pedestal and they worship you, or, sometimes people say, oh, Mr. Val Smith, and I really feel corny with all that because I'm on an equal level playing field with everybody, and I don't want anyone to ever edify me. I just want to be everyone's friend and they be my friend. But I got to tell you something, Big. I had an experience that happened to me back in the early 90s. I was a very shy, scared, introverted person. And, coming from a multi-level marketing background, I remember one night, my claim to fame is, I guess, some people believe I'm supposed to be the best conference call presenter in the world. Whether I am or not, it doesn't really matter. But they like to throw those little things out there, and I kind of giggle every time I hear that. But here's how it all began. I really want your audience to hear this because I'm no different than anyone else, even though I've had great success. I'm just no different, and I'll prove it to you right now. I remember being on a conference call back in the very, very early 90s. And when I would go to a conference call, Big, I would just sit there. I was the type of guy that would not even say, hi, my name is Val Smith. I wouldn't even say that. I was a little bit nervous about it because I didn't have a very high self-esteem, and I knew that there were doctors and lawyers on there and professional business people, and I don't even have a high school degree. And so when you're kind of sitting there and, you have no self-esteem, but you're part of the organization and you are part of helping create something, because I was kind of instrumental behind the scenes, but being a shy person behind the scenes, I remember I was on the conference call that night, and the owner of the company, who I was very, very close to, outside of the limelight, he never showed up to the call that night, meaning to do the conference call. There's about 300 to 400 people on the conference call. So all of a sudden, everyone says, so-and-so's not here, meaning Fred's not here. So lo and behold, everyone's saying, is Val Smith out there? Val, are you out there? I mean, we got 300-400 people, or somebody's got to do the call tonight. And as fast as I heard my name announced, I, as true as there's a God, my heart started to palpitate, my hands started to sweat, my mouth went dry, my tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth. I felt like somebody punched me in the stomach, although nobody punched me in the stomach. I was suffering a major anxiety attack, like major stage fright, major shock. I was like thrown in front of, it was like being thrown in the lion's den, And so I don't know what happened. I vaguely remember what happened, but I started speaking, and I'm not sure if I was stuttering or not because I was so scared. I was so terrified. I started going through the presentation, and Big, honest to God, I threw up. And what I was doing just to get through the presentation, when I realized I couldn't breathe because I was hyperventilating, I would put my hand over the nozzle of the phone, just the microphone part of the phone. and I would throw up, and I, you know, and it was like that Eminem song about, you know, going to the bathroom and throwing up spaghetti. I literally threw up spaghetti. I was throwing up, and my dog was underneath the desk, and the dog was kind of taking the brunt of the hit, but the dog didn't mind because the dog, you know how dogs are, they'll eat anything, but so I didn't have to clean up after the event. But as true as there's a God, I wanted to die that night, and I kept throwing up and covering the phone. Anyhow, I got through the presentation. I don't know how I got through the presentation, but the God's honest truth is this, and I don't think your listeners probably would suffer the anxiety I was suffering. When I got off the phone that night, I was in a bedroom where I did the presentation. I put the phone down. I got on the bed, and I laid down in a fetal position, and as a grown man, I was bawling my eyes out. I felt so much emotional pain. I felt that everyone hated me. I felt rejection. I felt I'm a fool. I puked on the phone. I was sick. People are probably laughing at me. I didn't do a call. And I was going through, I was beating myself up. This was the reality that I created for myself.
Wow.
And I kid you not, but check this out. I got a phone call back, and I'm sitting here going through my own little pity party, feeling sorry for myself. And I said, I'm quitting the company, and I'm going to move to another country because I can never allow these people to ever know who I am, because I was so embarrassed and humiliated. I got a phone call back from two of the people that were on the call who knew who I was, and they had my number. And they phoned me up, and they said, that was absolutely phenomenal. Can you do the call again tomorrow night? And you see, I kid you not, they had no idea of the living hell that I was putting myself through on the other side of that phone. They couldn't see me. They didn't see my face. I was just pausing every now and then. I'd cover the phone up, and I thought they could hear me vomiting. I thought they could hear me, like, huffing and puffing. I thought they could hear me just having this massive anxiety attack and drinking water because my mouth was so dry and I was so nervous. And they just said, man, you got to do this call again tomorrow night. And I said, are you kidding me? You have no idea. You know, I told them, I said, you have no idea what I was going through, the living hell I was going through. I said, I want to move to another country. I don't, you know, I told them everything. They couldn't believe it. They didn't know. And, you know, sometimes for a lot of us, people really don't know what you're going through, and sometimes the rejection that we feel, we create, and it doesn't even mean other people are rejecting us. So I wanted to share that with you because, you know, a lot of people edify what I do because I've had great success, but I just want people to know that I'm not a perfect person, and I had my downfalls, and I had my insecurities, and I had my fears, and my fears almost killed me. They, you know, they almost destroyed my life. So that was the beginning of my conference call experience, and to make a long story short, did I do the conference call the next night? No, I didn't. I did about 5 minutes of it, and then I couldn't handle it anymore. And then I started becoming accustomed to doing 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But anyhow, to make a longer story short, because I could keep going here, I want your audience to know this. If anyone's in an online business or in multi-level marketing, for about 14 to 16 months after that, after my first conference call, I ended up becoming a conference call guru, I guess. But even still, people did not know that half an hour before all my conference calls, going on the air live in the conference call, I would spend 30 minutes in the bathroom in preparation for the conference call because I was still suffering anxiety, although I could come to the call and I could blow it out and everyone would kind of say, wow, that was great. But even 12, 13 years ago, I don't do it anymore. I've graduated from it, but I used to stick a toothbrush down my throat, and I would get sick for about 20 minutes prior to the call, and then I would go on, and I'd feel great because I got anything that was upsetting my stomach out of my stomach, and I could just get through the call, and it was anxiety. I was suffering from an anxiety disorder, but I just wanted to let people know that because sometimes people think, you know, millionaires are 10-foot tall, bulletproof, and invincible all the time, but you know what? We have to start from somewhere, too. So I wanted to share that with you, Big. Thanks so much.
And that was something to share. I mean, people really do beat themselves up with everything that they think could possibly have went wrong, and then they're just so surprised. And, you know, it was just a good thing that they were able to call you and tell you, and they didn't know what you were going through, because it happens to the best of us.
Amen.
And one of the things that I noticed that you're saying was in the early 90s, which is actually showing people that, you know, this didn't happen overnight for you. You know, it's all about staying power. And you have a lot of people that get into different businesses and organizations, and, you know, they kind of try to ride a little wave or something, and it's just like, well, I'm not making millions, and it's only been 90 days. What's the next opportunity or this, that, the other? But they don't realize that this is actually like a business. I mean, you have to not only know basic business knowledge, but at the same time, you have to definitely have that staying power. When would you say you could really start seeing results from when you first got involved around, you know, 15 and you're with your mom and you're learning and you're really learning the insides of the business because you started at a young age? When could you say that you started seeing success?
Well, I started really seeing the success that I have now after I threw up on that conference call, because I was just another number out there for about 12 years. I was just going from program to program to program. And, you know, understand this, you know, I'm going to say something. I'm going to go a little bit off topic here, but this is part of my issue with what's going on the internet. A lot of people on the internet are using automated systems to manipulate the weak and vulnerable. And don't take that the wrong way, but they are. They're telling people you don't have to develop yourself. We've got this automated system. The automated system will do all the work for you. Just give us your money. I have a hard time with that, because in my own personal experience, which I just described to your listeners and yourself tonight, I had to go through hell and back in order to get to where I am today. And you, sir, and you to the audience, and you to everybody, Lou, myself included, we are our own most powerful tools. We are the primary tool. We have to focus on building relationships. We have to focus on empowering people. And there's no way of being successful big taking yourself out of the equation. And then you have these manipulators online that are telling you, 100% duplicatable, 100% automated, you can get rich now. I call these, well, I better be careful. I use a different name. I call these people, but they're not nice people. They're taking advantage of the weak. They're taking advantage of the weak and vulnerable, and that just burns my rear end each and every day. So, you know,
we appreciate it. We don't have to deal with the FCC as far as right now, but we appreciate you holding that back, because I know that I can hear the passion in your voice with what you're saying, because we run across people like that all the time, and I'm in the real estate industry, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to explode on your radio there, because I get passionate about this. But so the bottom line is, the turning point for me, I had probably about 12 to 13 years of dead time, but as I was kind of doing the dead time, while I was nervous, scared, introverted, you know, really not doing much and not making much money other than maybe $200 or $300 a month every now and then. You know, one of the best advices I can give to people on your talk show, remember this as long as you live. Life is an inside job. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And become connected to as many people as you can. And one of the things that I did big in my experience is I used to get involved in business opportunities that I didn't have a passion for, that I didn't really want to be a part of, but there was a reason why I would do it, because I wanted to pick the brains of somebody that was there. They had something that I knew was going to be instrumental in my walk in the business field as I went along further into my career. But basically, so I had about 12, 13 years of homework and listening and absorbing like a sponge. And then I got to do that conference call, which I got to go through that detoxification process. And throwing me up on stage was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, because I realized that I have information. I'm a human being that's worthy of listening to, and I don't have to keep my mouth shut any longer. I don't want to go through life being quiet and scared and introverted and afraid to speak my mind or afraid to share my wisdom. It's great when you have that breakthrough, and I believe there's so many listeners out there that have an incredible gift and talent. They have so much to voice and share with the world. I just pray to God that all your listeners out there start speaking up and turn up the volume and bring it on, you know. Life's too short to be locking yourself up in a box like, or, you know, I say most people go through life in a goldfish bowl, you know what I mean? They just sit in that little goldfish bowl, and you know what happens to a goldfish. It doesn't grow. It doesn't develop. And then you put it into a smaller aquarium, it gets a little bit bigger. And then you put it into a bigger aquarium, it gets a little bit bigger. But, man, if you put that goldfish in the pond, look out. And to many of your listeners out there, if you ever decide to break free of what's holding you back, many of you out there are going to be absolutely invincible. There's a lot of talent out there tonight that's just not kicking into high gear yet. So that was a turning point for me, my friend.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Once again, how can people reach you? Your number, your email, whatever it is that you have so that people can get you. We want that to come out on every interview at least 3, 4, or 5 times.
Big, I can be reached at area code 614-748-9547. That's 614-748-9547. Or you can feel free to contact me via email. The email address is pcn@live.ca. That's P as in Peter, C as in Christopher, N as in Nancy, @live.ca. Thank you so much.
Okay, Lou, are you on? Do you want to give that info?
Definitely. I'm still here. Louis Riley. Louis.Riley, Louis.Riley@yahoo.com. That's the quickest way to reach me by email. You can also give me a call. I'm at 615, which is the area code, 713-1200.
Now, Lou, before you get off, because I know you're listening intently, why don't you give us a minute or two about when you talked to Mr. Val Smith for the first time? What does that do? Because people don't even know that, you know, you've got a pretty big background that's more than worthy of an interview also. What did you feel when you first talked to Mr. Val Smith?
Okay, I'm glad to answer that question. And let me do a quick spill as to where I'm coming from. I'm the son of a couple of educators. Grew up in the inner cities of Charleston, South Carolina, where negativity always reminded you of everything that you wouldn't be. Graduated with a degree in biology, have an undergrad degree in biology, a master's degree in counseling. I'm finishing up a doctorate degree in higher education administration and supervision, but I want to be a network marketer. I've been in and around the industry for about 12 to 13 years and had done things, some good, some bad, but I never crossed over into that upper echelon. I wanted to be that person who was in the front of the room because I knew that I could speak as well as these guys. I knew that there couldn't be that big of a difference between us, but what is it that they were doing that I wasn't? And when you talk about things like the secret and the master key system and the law of attraction, let me explain how that came into play. I actually met a former student of Al Smith over the internet and started listening in to some of the teachings that he gave me. And it was totally off base from what I had ever heard when it came to network marketing, when it came to people who go to meetings and do the three-way call and make a list of 20, 40, or 100, or call your friends and family. That's not the way you do this business. Not anymore if you want to be successful. Things have changed. And as it turns out, I'm on MySpace one day, and I get a message from this guy named Val Smith, and I'm like, okay. He's like, how long have you been in the industry? I'm like, you know, a few years. How have you been in it? I said, well, and I was just flat honest. I said, man, you know, it hadn't been what I wanted it to be. I still believe in it, but I'm still looking for something. And that's when Val introduced me, and we wound up talking after 2 MySpace messages. We were on the phone, and he shared with me his program at the time, which was called Mentors in Motion. And so, you know, we've always got our antennas up, waiting on, okay, where's the gotcha moment? And there's a cost behind it. And at the time, it was like $500. And I'm like, okay, here's the gotcha moment. He said, but he showed me a way that not only do you get this training for $500, but you can sell this training, and I'm going to show you how to, when you sell it, you keep $400 and send me $500. And I'm like, wait a minute. See, I know a little about retail. I actually have a retail spot here in Nashville, Tennessee. And usually when you don't put any money into something or you're selling something on behalf of somebody, you get about 30%. Here's somebody willing to take a $500 payment and give me four and keep $100, there's got to be something more to this guy right here. And that got me more interested in the things he was sharing. And what I realized, or what I learned from him, is more so I learned more about me. I realized that the leader and the person I was waiting to meet on the internet, or the opportunity I was waiting to meet, I had to become the leader. I had to become that person. And it just opened up the room for me to be the person that I always knew I was. I've always thought big. I've always thought bigger and more than my current condition or my present condition at the time. So much so that I did not always fit in when I was a child. The things that I dreamed about and knew to be real were like fantasies to the people I was raised around. And that's not a slight on them, but that's just, and I did not understand why am I like this. Why
that's
can I be
else.
Just like everything? Yes. Yeah, you know, we so often want to fit in. You know, one of my awakening moments was, I remember I graduated from college. I had my first what I call real job. And you know how you're sitting on the orientation, you're bringing the old staff. And this is what I listened to. Well, hey, my name's Susan Finkel, and I've been here for 28 years and glad to be here. And if you have any questions, just ask. Well, hey, I'm Bob Smith, and I've been here for 12 years, and I just hope to be here for another 12. And I'm sitting in the back, and I'm saying to myself, and mind you, this is a 24-year-old mind. There's no way in the world I'm going to spend the rest of my life making somebody else rich.
You know what? I understand exactly where you're coming from. I had that same moment, and I looked around the room, and I could not believe it. So we know that both of you guys are people that need to be reached, that need to be talked to so that you can help bring out the personal leaders within them. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Now, guys, we've got 3 minutes remaining. So is there anyone, we'll start with you, Lou, since you're the last one on right now. Is there anyone that you would like to thank tonight?
Oh, wow.
And you have 2 minutes.
In the order of operations, I want to thank my creator. I want to thank my grandmother, who's passed away, for instilling a different mindset in me, my family, everybody who ever gave me any bits of inspiration, any what I call prosperity diamonds, those rare and precious jewels that have led to my wealth of knowledge. If you've been impressed by me, it's not me. It's just through me that this information comes about. Definitely thank you, Big, for hosting the show. I thank Val for enduring the test of time that he has had to, so that on the day we met, because that was, he went through what he went through, I went through what I went through, so that we could meet on that day to begin a new beginning for the two of us.
That's it. Now, Val, you got anybody? We're down to our last minute.
Well, you know, I want to thank, first and most, I want to thank God for the experience of coming here to Schoolhouse Earth and doing the thing, and I want to thank every positive and negative experience I've ever had in this lifetime. It's molded me into the person that I am today, and just a little honorable mention to Lou and yourself for having myself on this call. I really appreciate that. And then more importantly, I'd like to thank my mom for being a hero in my life and basically brainwashing me and telling me that going out into the workforce is a very evil thing to do. So, Mom, if you're out there, thanks very much. Love y'all.
Okay, you've just heard from Mr. Val Smith and Mr. Lou Riley, big thinkers who are out there to help all of you else out there who want to think big, to think big. Let's see the time now. We've got a minute left. So what I'm going to play is People Make the World Go Round. It's because without everyone, no one will be able to do anything. I'd like to thank all of the big thinkers out there listening. And you guys know Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to always have a big thinker sharing their ideas and helping you to reach your goals. Think big, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.